Now, here is without doubt one of the most, well, it's a strange statement, but it's a marvelous statement, and it's a miraculous statement. Listen to this, verse 4, thy raiment wax not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Now, imagine having a suit of clothes that would not wear out. Now, I know the ladies wouldn't like this at all. It'd be bad to come up after the first year, the 40 years, and the lady go to the man and say, look, hubby, I need a new dress. Why, he says, that one looks brand new. And I tell you, when you do that 40 years, you get pretty far behind in the styles. But after all, styles didn't change there in the wilderness anyway, so it didn't really make much difference. But this is marvelous. But that's not the most marvelous thing. It's this. Neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. A medical missionary in the Philippines came to me many years ago when I was teaching the book of Deuteronomy here in Pasadena, California, in the church I served here. And he said, have you ever noticed that he says that neither did thy foot swell these 40 years? And I said, no, and frankly, I didn't know what he was talking about, to tell the truth. Well, he said, I'll tell you what he was talking about. He says, the disease out in the Orient, because of the sameness of diet, and he says, I've treated many cases, is the swelling of the foot, and beriberi, he called it. And he said, that comes about because of a sameness of diet, that they're not getting all their vitamins, and they're not getting all the nourishment they should have. Now, what did these folk eat for 40 years? Manna. God told them down here that he fed them with manna. It was a miracle food. And the interesting thing is, their foot didn't swell, which meant they got all their vitamins in manna. Manna was a wonderful food, and it's to illustrate, as he says here, the Word of God. And, you know, the thing about the Bible is this, and I marvel at this. Some folk will write me about a certain message I give, and they say, you know, I was in trouble, and that chapter is a chapter that brought me to God, and it brought comfort to my heart. Somebody else read, said I was in sin. I'd gotten away from God, cold and indifferent, and that brought me. And then somebody else writes and says, I listened and I was saved. You know, you won't get swelling of the foot, my friend, if you read the Word of God. In other words, the Bible will meet your individual need, whatever it is. This is manna that we're having here. This is such a wonderful chapter, and I'm already bogged down here, and I shouldn't do that. Will you notice the temporal blessings that he promised to them? He says in verse 5 here, thou shalt also consider in thine heart, that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks and water, of fountains, depths that spring out of the valley, a land of wheat and barley. God promised to the nation Israel temporal blessings if they served him. Now, he does not promise that to Christians today. I would have you note this. This is so important because there is a lopsided notion that if you are today a faithful Christian, that God will prosper you temporally, that he'll prosper you with the things of this world. That, my friend, is not true. Now, wait just a minute. Will you hear me? There have been a few outstanding, successful businessmen, and this attracts other businessmen that are not so successful. These men say, I took God into partnership, and God blessed me abundantly. Well, hallelujah. He does that sometimes. I admit that. But that's not what he promised you. He promised you blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. Now, he's promised you that. And he'll make good on spiritual blessings. But you can't show me a verse in the New Testament where God has promised to bless you temporally as a child of God. May I say, he hasn't promised that. But, you know, God's always overdoing it. He gives us more. And when he does that for some, does not mean he'll do it for all. Now, I have met some very wonderful Christians that God has prospered financially, and they're well off, and I thank God for them. But I also want to say this to you. Some of the choicest children of God today, they've only been blessed spiritually and not with the things of this world. And they seem to be the happiest, by the way. And they seem actually to do more for God than anyone else. I could tell you some remarkable stories about how God has used certain, actually, as far as the things of this world are concerned, they were poor in those things. And yet, what a wealth of blessing they have been to this poor preacher and have been to the cause of Christ in the world today. God promised Israel temporal blessings. He's promised us spiritual blessings, and that's one of the many major distinctions between the nation Israel in the Old Testament and the church in the New Testament. And let's keep that straight, will you? Because it will prevent a great deal of heartache, and it will cause a great many children of God to rejoice and not lapse back into a backslidden condition. We've seen that happen many times.